LibertyAccess.org, number
3030. Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, July 12th, 2016. It's Tuesday. Today's Tuesday, and we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio and Red Nation Rising Radio. Hey, were you guys as excited as I was about the new Ghostbusters movie? Now, when I heard they were making this, I got pumped. I was happy. Now, I like the old one and the sequel to the old one. Those are always going to be classics, right? Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray. So I thought when they were going to make a new one, it was going to be really, really good. Well, Richard Roper says it's horrible, start to finish. Cheesy special effects, terrible script, and by the way, all of the main characters are now female. They changed them from male actors to female actors. It's actually the most hated movie trailer ever on YouTube. Ever. And now movie producers and people in the movie are saying that's because we're all sexist. That's why it's hated. No, you just can't remake that kind of a classic and do it so differently, right? I guess some of the cameos aren't that good. So, you know what? Don't get slimed by this one. Just avoid it. Just avoid it. Sounds like a lot of people are. All right, let's get into today's headlines. First off, Hillary Clinton is starting to feel the burn, and it's not because she got Bernie Sanders' endorsement today. And Attorney General Loretta Lynch shows her affinity for average Joe's gym as she dodged up, dip dives, and dodges around House Judiciary Committee questions. Also, yet another Democrat lawmaker is now feeling the legal heat, but she says it's only because she's black. Does that argument hold water now with Obama's DOJ? We'll talk about that. We have all that, plus the new Black Panther Party has claimed 5 states as their own, although Zillow has yet to confirm this. And the University of Wisconsin apparently believes in a well-segregated school. Finally, watch out, it could be raining Chinese satellites any day now. We'll try to get a comment from General So. So we have a lot to get to today, but first let's kick the show off the same way we always do with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have one of those potpourri days today where there's just so much going on, so many different things. We're going to go from topic to topic as quickly as we can. We had a cliffhanger yesterday, but before we do that, you need to check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. We have a new article up there by Robert about minimum wage and the tax burden. This is an argument that is not going away. It's always going to be there. Give that one a read. We have some new ones coming this week that I can guarantee you. And if you want to write for the show, you know how to do it. You can send me your article, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. And we'll take a look at it and we'll get you published. Also, if you wouldn't mind, give me a nice follow on Twitter, at Rhino on Air. That's at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on Air, and I'll follow you back. I'll follow you back. Check out all your old favorite episodes. Remember, Dallas is getting a ton of hits on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. We're everywhere. Lots of cool ones out there. We have a lot to get to today, guys, so hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. If you missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to today's Tuesday show. We're off and running here. Last week, we spoke about Gretchen Carlson and how she's suing Fox News for sexual harassment, or she's suing Roger Ailes for sexual harassment. And you know what? There are more and more female hosts or anchors at Fox News coming out and saying that this is totally garbage, totally garbage. Kimberly Guilfoyle just eviscerated her in an article last week. Now you have Martha McCallum is coming out saying that she doesn't know what Carlson's talking about. Sandra Smith, Greta Van Susteren, Maria Bartiromo, Jeanine Pirro, they're all saying, like, no, this just doesn't happen, or it didn't happen to them anyway. Well, she said that Roger Ailes wanted to, like, have her turn around so we could see her posterior, and that he told her to get along with the boys because she was having problems with Ducey there on the Fox and Friends in the morning. He said that she called him a man-hater, all this stuff. Or I guess he called her a man-hater. But it sounds like maybe, you know, maybe it doesn't hurt to take care of yourself if you're going to be on TV. Now, Sandra Smith here says, amazing, a television executive who cares what his television screen looks like. I mean, this isn't a shocker. Never been instructed on the length of my skirt, she says, or the color of her lipstick. It doesn't happen. I do work with women who like to look and feel good. Many of us are athletes. We work out. Some of us work out together. That's just the environment we're in. So it sounds like, you know, maybe Gretchen Carlson didn't care for some of the, recommendations or suggestions from Roger Ailes. But you would think if this was a rampant issue at Fox News, if everybody was getting sexually harassed left and right, she'd be like the whistleblower, and they'd all come out and say, yeah, you know what, little unsavory, I felt uncomfortable. But no, you're not getting that. We haven't heard from Megyn Kelly yet. Yeah, you know, Roger Ailes kind of made her what she is. Him and Donald Trump made her what she is at this point. So we haven't heard from her yet. She'll probably keep mum on this. I can't imagine she would come out against Roger Ailes. So maybe she'll come out at some point and say, none of this stuff is real. But hey, listen, this is news, and it's concerning a news channel a lot of us watch. So we'll see how that goes. We'll follow it through. Now, more important stuff today. More important. Hillary Clinton gets the endorsement of crazy Uncle Bernie. Gets the endorsement. This should have happened for her. What, 4 or 5 weeks ago? It's too late now. It's too late. The numbers are baked in. About 60% of Bernie supporters say that they will support Hillary. That's not a terribly large number. Generally, you get somewhere in the 85 to 90 area. When you drop out and you throw your endorsement to somebody else, you say, hey, listen, this is the person for the job. And most of your supporters, because they respect who you are, they go, yeah, okay, I get it. But Bernie supporters, you know, they're kind of sore losers, right? Like, they don't, I don't know. They're sore losers. These are the ones that are playing video games all day and getting beaten by 12-year-olds during Call of Duty. They don't like losing. They don't like it. So it sounds like about 60% will go Hillary's way. That is not a huge number. She needs to earn them back. Now, Bernie says he'll do everything possible to make sure she will be the next president of the United States. Today, this was in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. He says, listen, she won it. Secretary Clinton has won the Democratic nomination. He says, we started a political revolution, and that revolution continues. We want a government that represents all of us, not just the 1%. That's what he says. But what's funny about the government that they want is it doesn't represent all of us. In fact, it represents a very small portion of us. All you have to do is spend a few minutes reading through the new Democrat Party platform to see a lot of people aren't represented there. You know, there are 30 or 40% of the people out there in America today that are pro-life and hardcore pro-life. Well, in the Democrat platform, they want to make public funds available for abortions. They want to keep pumping money into Planned Parenthood. So maybe it's not just the 1%, but it's not the majority, and it's not all of us. It's not all of us by any stretch of the imagination. It's rhetoric. Bernie Sanders, is he a populist? Sure, sure. But he's a populist for a different type of person than Donald Trump is. Which is why I don't understand Donald Trump's want to get all of these Bernie supporters. They're very, very different. They agree on about one thing, and that one thing, well, two things maybe, is that government's not doing its job. But they agree there for different reasons. Bernie thinks it's not big enough. Trump thinks it's too big. And they agree on trade. That they're both, I wouldn't say lockstep, but they're close on it. Close on it. Now, this was carefully planned, having this endorsement done in New Hampshire, because Bernie Sanders just shellacked Hillary in New Hampshire. 22 points. Shellacked her. Right after Iowa, which she only lost because of what, like 12 coin flips in a row? I mean, geez, what are the odds of that? Well, we all knew the odds, right? Every single one of us had some different comparison we were saying. Oh, it's like winning the lottery 6 times in 3 years. Whatever the odds were, they were not good. They were not good. So Trump, he says, listen, I'm somewhat surprised that Bernie Sanders was not true to himself and his supporters. They are not happy that he is selling out. I don't know who Trump is to be making that decision. Is he selling out? Sure, he is. But this was never about being president for Bernie Sanders. Never. Never was. He just wanted to be the head of what he thought was a revolution. That's all he wanted. He didn't want to be president. He didn't want to be the nominee. If he actually wanted those things, he would have attacked Hillary Clinton in a much more visceral fashion. Remember back in August? Ah, I'm sick of hearing about emails. That's all he would say. I'm sick of hearing about them. Well, it's a big thing. You're talking about national security. And had he gone after her the way he should have, if he wanted to be the nominee, he'd be the nominee today. He polls much higher against Republican candidates than she does. It's not close. Her lead is dwindling. Dwindling. She's down to a 3% lead in an NBC SurveyMonkey poll today. 3%. That's within the margin of error. That poll has not been within the margin of error yet. So, he could have gotten the nomination. So did he sell out? Yeah, he sold out. She's big money, she's big government, she's not for the people, she's for herself. The Clintons are always for themselves, which is why they have no friends. They have no friends. They have to stay in politics so they still have friends. They can help people. Otherwise, no one likes them. No one likes the Clintons. I don't think Bernie likes her either. I think he was forced into this, and he's not real happy about it, but he'll play ball because he has no spine. We'll talk about more when we come back. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN.
It- Experience the romantic getaway you deserve at Maui's premier bed and breakfast, the Plantation Inn. With plantation-style architecture and decor combined with modern amenities such as dual rain showers and whirlpool hot tubs, guests relax in a tranquil oasis in the heart of Maui's historic Lahaina town. The inn is situated conveniently less than 2 blocks from Lahaina Harbor, as well as the famous Front Street, known for its range of shops, restaurants, gallery walks, and museums. The Plantation Inn is home to Gerard's Restaurant, voted Open Table's top most romantic restaurants in North America. Chef Gerard's contemporary island French cuisine consistently earns some of the highest ratings in Hawaii. Come discover why Hawaii Magazine readers named the Plantation Inn number one best bed and breakfast in Hawaii. Visit theplantationinn.com or call us at 667-9225.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to today's Tuesday show. We're talking about Hillary and Bernie because they're hugging it out there in New Hampshire, Portsmouth, at a high school, because they can't fill any big arenas. Yeah, they can fill a small high school with a bunch of local supporters, local party leaders in New Hampshire. They don't fill, you know, superdomes like Donald Trump does. Not even close. But, the good thing about this endorsement is that it has pushed Hillary so far to the left, she is almost unelectable. Almost. Now, people who are avid political junkies, like myself, and if you're listening, probably you, we know what each candidate stands for. We know each candidate's track record. We know just about everything we need to know about each candidate, including what they had for lunch yesterday. We know all this stuff because it's what we like, right? It's like your friend who's big into football or whatever, and they can tell you, you know, those players change teams like they change underwear. And your friend can tell you every team that this guy's played for and his contracts and salary caps. They know everything about it. Well, a lot of us are that way when it comes to these presidential elections. So there is still a large undecided vote out there because a lot of people are just saying, I don't know. I know Donald Trump's a little brash. I know people are calling him racist. I know Hillary might have gotten away with something. I'm not quite sure what it was. Had to do with emails, I think. So, as people start to educate themselves more and more, Now, I'm talking probably late August into the middle of September, when people really start to think about, huh, what am I going to do in November? Now, there may be a lull. You have school starting and people's attention gets diverted a little bit. But this is probably the most important election. No, not probably. This is the most important election of our lives. Anyone that's alive today, this is the most important election of the... This election will change the course of our country for, I believe, more than 4 years. Probably a long time. So I think as people start to educate themselves and do their own due diligence... Now, I still think the average American will do their own due diligence. I don't think the average person just listens mindlessly to MSNBC, and that's because nobody watches that channel to begin with. Do they listen to their local news? Yeah, yes and no. CNN has credibility with some people. Fox News has some credibility. But the average person will say, hey, listen, what actually went on here? Do I believe somebody who should have been indicted should be president? Or do I believe somebody who thinks that, who believes in the idea of American exceptionalism so much that he wants to somewhat isolate us for a little while? Is that the way to go? To very, very different. And as people start looking into what this party platform is now on the Democrat side, I think they're going to find that it's not representative at all of what the moderate Democrat or independent or even moderate Republican. There are plenty of moderate Republicans who voted for President Obama. Plenty. I don't think they're going to find this new platform to be their cup of tea. The average American does not support a $15 an hour minimum wage. Federal minimum wage. They don't support it. 80% of the commerce in this country is small business. They can't afford it. $15 minimum wage? You have now isolated yourself from every single small business owner out there. Regardless of anything else, they'll say, fine, I'll put up with a wall, but I can't pay $15 an hour. With the Planned Parenthood, when you name a private company in your party platform, people don't like that. That's like would be if the Republicans said, you know what, we're going to subsidize Walmart. They make money, who cares, we're going to subsidize them. Regardless of what Planned Parenthood does, they are still a private company that receives federal money that makes a profit. And that needs to be explained to the American people, and someone has to do that job of explaining. It hasn't been Donald Trump yet. It hasn't been. Could it be Mike Pence? I don't know. A little vanilla for me. Newt? Yeah, Newt would do a real good job of that. I'm picking Newt as my pony now. Not sure that's going to happen. But the case, this needs to be brought up. Their new platform needs to be brought up, and you need somebody who has a good handle on politics and who knows how to disseminate that information to bring it up and put some commercials out there and get Trump talking about this stuff. Very, very few people feel like they are in lockstep with this new platform. Very few. But we're going to keep talking about that plus some Black Lives Matter stuff. Hang in there, guys.
Bladder cancer is the fifth most common cancer, and about 76,000 Americans will be diagnosed with the disease in 2016. About 11% of people will first learn they have the disease in its advanced stages, meaning the disease has spread and becomes harder to treat. The FDA recently granted accelerated approval to Tecentriq, a prescription medicine used to treat a type of bladder cancer called urothelial carcinoma. Tecentriq may be used when bladder cancer has spread or cannot be removed by surgery, advanced urothelial carcinoma, and if a person has tried chemotherapy that contains platinum and it did not work or is no longer working. It is not known if Tecentriq is safe and effective in children. The approval of Tecentriq in these patients is based on a study that measured response rate and duration of response. There is an ongoing study to confirm clinical benefit. Tecentriq is a medicine that may treat bladder cancer by working with the immune system. Dr. Daniel Petrelak of Yale Cancer Center.
This marks the first FDA-approved treatment for people with a specific type of bladder cancer in more than 30 years. Tecentriq is an important new treatment option for people and their families affected by this disease.
Tecentriq can cause the immune system to attack normal organs and tissues in many areas of the body and can affect the way they work. These problems can become serious or life-threatening and can lead to death. Possible serious side effects with Tecentriq include, but are not limited to, lung problems, liver problems, intestinal problems, hormone gland problems, especially the pituitary, thyroid, adrenal glands, and pancreas, nervous system problems, neuropathy, meningoencephalitis, eye problems, severe infections, and severe infusion reactions. Before receiving Tecentriq, patients should tell their doctor about all of their medical conditions, including if they have immune system problems, such as Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis or lupus, have had an organ transplant, have lung or breathing problems, have liver problems, have a condition that affects your nervous system, or are being treated for an infection. Patients should tell their doctor if they are pregnant or plan to become pregnant, are breastfeeding, or plan to breastfeed. Tecentriq can harm an unborn baby, and it is not known if Tecentriq passes into the breast milk. The most common side effects of Tecentriq include feeling tired, decreased appetite, nausea, urinary tract infection, fever, and constipation. These are not all of the possible side effects of Tecentriq. For more information, patients should ask their doctor or pharmacist. Patients must tell their doctor about any side effects. Patients should tell their doctor about all of the medicines they take, including prescription and over-the-counter medicines, vitamins, and herbal supplements. Report side effects to the FDA at 800-FDA-1088 or http://www.fda.gov/medwatch. Report side effects to Genentech at 888-835-2555. Please visit http://www.tecentriq.com for the Tecentriq full prescribing information for additional important safety information. This is brought to you by Genentech.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, we are talking about Hillary Clinton and her perception and the people's perception of her. Now, you know what, before we continue with this, I have to tell you, I was listening to a radio show last night. I'm not going to say who it was, someone very, very popular. And they had on, I guess, celestial prognosticator, someone that I guess makes, looks into the future by determining something with astrology. I don't buy into a lot of that. But they were saying that Hillary Clinton is going to win by a slim margin because Saturn was in Aries and the sun is in the sky and the water's blue and giraffes have long necks. Something like that. Like, they piece all this stuff together. And I was thinking to myself, no, because you've looked at every stupid poll. That's how you're saying this right now. Now, it was the same guy. He was on about 6 months ago. And he was saying that the stars were telling him, and they're rarely wrong, mind you, the stars were telling him that Jeb Bush was going to be the Republican nominee, and Donald Trump, he was just a firecracker or a sparkler or whatever, fizzle out. So, if you listen to that stuff, I mean, entertainment value only, I guess the Madam Cleo stuff, I don't know, it's entertaining, I guess, but, I don't need the stars to look at some polls. Not that complicated. All right, so eventually people are going to make the connection. Now, Donald Trump is trying, right? If you want Hillary Clinton, then it's 4 more years of Obama. You can say that until you're blue in the face. What people are going to realize here, very shortly, if not already, which we're starting to see it in the poll numbers, is that that's actually the case. And that's coming to light, not because Donald Trump is saying it. Now, once again, Donald Trump is benefiting from something else. and he's benefiting from this attack on police officers. That's what he's going to benefit from. Now, he didn't cause any of this. He didn't do any of this. None of this came from his rhetoric. This has been going on long before Donald Trump had a thought of running for president. But he's benefiting from it. And people are starting to see that, hey, listen, I don't hate law enforcement. Yeah, they give out speeding tickets and you have to go to court and you have to pay a fine or you have a headlight out or something stupid and you go, ah, these stupid cops, whatever. But people are, they know that the cops protect them. A very, very small yet very vocal percentage on social media, they think the other way, right? They're saying all these dead cops, how great it is, they should kill more. They're very vocal, but they're very small, right? Very, very small percentage of people. And the average American voter is going to say, am I safer? Forget terrorism. Forget terrorism. Forget Islamic fundamentalists. Forget all that stuff. Am I safer in my hometown driving to work with the police officers now? Or am I safer with Hillary Clinton, who's going to continue the same type of DOJ that Barack Hussein Obama has assembled? That's what they're going to start to say to themselves. The president does not come out. He does not give ringing endorsements to law enforcement ever. Ever. Oh, they do a hard job and we should all thank them. Platitudes. A bunch of platitudes. And then even yesterday. What did he say yesterday? He compared Black Lives Matter to the women's suffrage movement. If I'm a woman, which I'm not, nor am I transgendered, I would be wholly offended by that statement. Wholly offended. No one is saying here that blacks can't vote. No one's saying that. How do you even draw that comparison? That was like when this idiot president was talking about the Crusades a couple of, whatever it was, last year. He draws these stupid comparisons. And that's on the teleprompter. On the teleprompter. People around him believe his rhetoric. They write his rhetoric for him. They make him look like a complete idiot. But people are going to realize which president keeps me safer in my hometown. Which president keeps my car safe when it's at the parking lot at the train station. Which president is going to go after people that target police officers, that target law enforcement? Which president is going to do that? Because the military, they keep our country safe. They put their lives on the line to keep us safe here. But it's the police officers, the corrections officers, the probation officers, parole officers. It's them that keep you safe in your bed at night. The military doesn't patrol your town. They do an absolutely amazing job of keeping our country safe. But in your town, it's your local law enforcement. It's the guy or the girl you go to church with. The guy or the girl that you go and you see at the diner. That's who does it. And they're paid very, very little money to do it. And the family is huge. There's over 100,000 people in law enforcement in this country, and they have wives, they have kids, they have aunts, uncles, stepbrothers, stepfathers, stepmothers, whatever it is. It's a huge family. And I've said it before, one law enforcement vote is three more votes. Three more. Because the person goes home and they say, hey, honey, you know what? This guy or this girl, I don't think we're going to be safe with them as town supervisor, county executive, president, senator, whatever it is, I'm going to vote for the other one. I think that's going to keep me safe. And you know what? The wife or the husband go, if you think so, I just want you safe. I'll vote for them too. The parents of that officer say the same thing. A lot of times, it's regardless of their own political persuasion. So, they're going to make the connection. Police are there at the fore right now. They are at the fore of this presidential debate. It's not the economy. It's not jobs. We knew from the beginning it was not going to be this. Yeah, is the economy terrible? Sure. 20%, 25% real unemployment number. Very, very high. But you can't go look for a job if you're not safe to walk down the street. How are you going to go look for a job? the police, the military, they are at the forefront of this whole thing. And Hillary Clinton is going to lose. It's going to come down to who keeps you safe. Is it going to be Hillary? Is it going to be Bernie Sanders backing Hillary? Or is it going to be someone that supports law enforcement? Someone that won't let these terrorist groups, these domestic terrorist groups like Black Lives Matter, threaten our police officers? That's what they are. That's what they've become. Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. Huh? What's that all about? That's not domestic terrorism? That's not angry rhetoric? Does that sound at all to you like the women's suffrage movement? What does that sound like to you? Sounds like racism. We'll be back in about a minute here on the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, welcome back to the show. You know, the average person out there, we're talking about the average American today and how they're viewing this election. ABC did a poll, ABC WAPO. So it's going to be skewed, you think, right? Skewed towards Hillary? It always has been. The last 3 or 4 months, this poll is a nightmare. Well, 56% of people disapprove of the FBI's decision about Hillary Clinton, not to charge her. Does it make you worry about what she would do if elected president? 57% say they're worried about it. These are majorities, folks. We're doing it out of 100, so this is the majority of people. However, will the outcome of this issue change the likelihood of you supporting Hillary Clinton? 10% say it's more likely that they will now vote for somebody else. And that 10%, that is square down the middle of independents. That's where that is. People don't like the idea that somebody is above the law. Right? We say liberty and justice for all. Not liberty and justice for those who aren't in government, or liberty and justice for those who, you know, own businesses or whatever it is. It's liberty and justice for all. Justice was not done in this situation. You put this to a jury, she's convicted. You put it to a jury, they would never do that. Why would our opinion really matter? It doesn't. It doesn't matter. The FBI told you it doesn't matter. James Comey gets raked over the coals the other day, essentially saying that Hillary lied and, well, she was not savvy enough to know about security clearances. The Secretary of State was not savvy enough to know about security clearances. He told you, this is what he told you, she's too stupid to be president. That's what he told you. And then he confirmed, well, he didn't confirm, but he said she may have lied, perjured herself during the Benghazi testimony. They now have a referral from Congress to look into that, the FBI. They didn't need a referral from Congress. They didn't need one. They could have done it. But what's going to happen here, right? FBI is going to investigate. They're going to say, okay, well, yeah, she said that she did not send or receive classified emails during her time as Secretary of State, but she didn't know. She didn't know. She was too stupid. She didn't realize. That's what's going to happen. There's going to be no conviction here. But again, it's all about drawing this on, making this last longer, putting doubt in the minds of the voter, and the doubt's there. The doubt's there. Now, Loretta Lynch, she was sitting in front of the House Judiciary Committee today, and, well, you know, when Democrats go under oath, all of a sudden, they remember the Constitution, right? And what's the one part they remember? The Fifth Amendment. I plead the Fifth. They love that. They love it. Not like Lois Lerner, right? She's a couple sandwiches short of a picnic. I didn't like what she did. She goes in, sits in front of that committee, reads a 20-minute statement, and then pleads the Fifth. No. If you're going to plead the Fifth, no statements. No statements. But Loretta Lynch, sitting there today, deferred everything. Didn't answer a question, said it's not her area, asked the FBI. I mean, they are in full cover-up mode. That's what this is. Obama's DOJ does not care about you. They only care about you if you, you know, say something disparaging against climate change or global warming. Then they're going to prosecute you. Ho, ho, ho. Do not dispute climate change in the presence of Obama's DOJ. But you can potentially put us at risk, national security. Emails may have been hacked, sending and receiving classified information. Sure, no problem. Well, just so long as you're a Democrat, too. You gotta be part of the club. If you're not a part of the club, they don't protect you. A lot of us aren't in that club. You couldn't pay me to be in that club. So she's dodging, dipping, ducking, diving. You know, if you can dodge a question, you can dodge prison, right? Is that what it's about here? Nothing's going to come of this. Again, this is just to keep it in the news. And she sits there. You're going to see the clips of her sitting there looking stupid, saying, I don't know, ask the FBI, I don't know. That's what they do best. All of a sudden, none of them know anything. Right? Eric Holder was the same way. All of a sudden, no one knows anything. I don't know. Don't ask me. They asked her about her meeting with Bill Clinton. Oh, social meeting. Yeah, he waited around for you. Talked about your grandkids. Yeah, because his grandkids didn't want to see Hillary in prison. That's what they talked about. If you believe anything this administration tells you, you're not paying attention to this show. That's for sure. All right, what else we got here? Ooh, Corinne Brown. Well, she was indicted on 24 charges. By the way, she's a Democrat from Florida, representative. 24 charges of all sorts of stuff. Fraud and wire fraud and obstruction and all this fun stuff. She's saying it's because she's black, right? She says, I'm not the first black elected official to be persecuted, and sad to say, I won't be the last. No, perhaps it's because you set up a slush fund for yourself to host events, golf outings, NFL football games, luxury boxes. She had an account with $800,000 in it, supposedly to give money to kids for college. She gave out one scholarship for $1,000. The rest of it, slushy, like a warm day after a snowfall. But it's because she's black. Now, apparently she has not seen pictures of Obama's DOJ, or Obama himself. Holder, Lynch, Obama. They got one common thing there. All right, guys, hang in there. One more segment to go on today's show. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right. For you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Here's an important announcement for prescription drug users. If you take Synthroid, Lipitor, Crestor, Nexium, or any other expensive prescription medication, we guarantee you're paying too much. A new program is now making these important drugs available at a fraction of the local pharmacy price. For example, 100 milligram Synthroid in your local pharmacy is about a dollar a pill. The exact same medication is about 30 cents a pill. You can save up to 70% on most of the top 200 drugs prescribed by U.S. physicians. Call right now and see if you qualify to get this special offer of a three-month supply of most of the top-selling prescription drugs for less than $100, plus shipping and handling. Call right now toll-free and start saving on medication for you and your family. Call now. 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company. And you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water, too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
All right, guys, welcome back to today's show. These hours always seem to go by very, very quickly, and I get to none of the stuff that I wanted to talk about. Now, Corinne Brown, representative out of Florida there, Democrat, of course, 69 years old, indicted. She's looking at quite a bit of time in the pokey. She had this foundation. It was a One Door for Education Foundation, Inc. It was supposed to give out scholarships to poor kids, and instead it funded her, golf tournaments and luxury boxes at concerts and NFL game in the Washington area, the story says. So the Redskins. This money was used as a slush fund, and she'll be going to the pokey, hopefully. But she says it's because she's black. Because she's black, this DOJ just hates black people. They just all over them, on their case all the time. So if you live in Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, or Georgia, apparently you are living in what they call the Black Nation. Okay, so you might want to change your address or the zip code or whatever it is. Because the National Minister of Defense for the People's New Black Panther Party, that's kind of a mouthful, he said on a radio show, on Aaron Klein's radio show, actually, last week, that those states are going to belong to the Black Nation, to the new Black Panther Party. Yep, they're going to move there because they think they're deserved land ownership and also reparations and all this sort of stuff. So they think that if they migrate, I guess, all of these African Americans to these states, the white people will move out. I'm paraphrasing what he was saying here in the interview. And that will leave them in charge of their own economics, their own security, and eventually they'll be their own country, these five states. Now, I'm curious how the people in northern Louisiana, or perhaps eastern Mississippi, or South Carolina, or, you know, northern or western Georgia are going to take this. Think they're going to take this lightly? I don't think so. This is their end game. This is their end game, he says. But, you know, they want to control the politics in their own communities. Hey, listen, everybody wants to control the politics in their own community. Unfortunately, we have no control over the politics in our own community because our politicians were bought and sold years ago. But, listen, they feel like they've been harmed in some fashion. They want to take over these states. Never going to happen. This is like just drumming up support. This guy's name is Babu Amawali. That's his name. And he was on this show with Aaron Klein. So, if you live in those states, I guess watch out or move if you want to stay in the United States. Or, I don't know, stand and fight. Whatever you want to do. University of Wisconsin, they're doing segregated orientations now. Healing sessions for people who are kind of upset about the shootings of the two men. One in Louisiana, one in Minnesota. They segregated it. They white people and non-white people, essentially, two different areas to heal separately. They were called Affinity Spaces. This, again, at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. The media was not let in to see what was going on. But yeah, I didn't think we were heading back towards segregation. I didn't think that was something that was on our radar. And, by the way, don't walk around without a helmet on because a Chinese satellite might be falling from the sky. Yeah, it's the Tiangong-1. They've lost control of it, apparently, and this thing could be falling out of the sky any minute now. It's like a satellite or a space station, and so I guess watch out. It should burn up in the atmosphere. They're not quite sure, so maybe it'll just be molten metal falling on your head. Is that better than having a space station land on your house? I don't know, guys. Lots of stuff going on, not enough time to talk about it all, but we'll be back tomorrow to do the same thing. Hey, a big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.